Okay, today's mitzvah shir. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah resh ayin vav. Mitzvah 276. As we continue with the two mitzvahs related to bal mum. Yesterday's mitzvah was the isser of a bal mum kavua, a kohen with a permanent blemish, doing the avoda. While today's mitzvah is the isser of a kohen with a temporary blemish doing the avoda. Shlo yavod kohen bal mum over. This is learned out from the extra phrase in the pasuk, as we have at the end of Perachaf Aleph in Emor, after saying kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav. Later on, it says kol ish asher bo mum mizera arona kohen lo yigash. Same thing. Lakrivis isha Hashem mum bo is lechem alokav lo yikash lehakriv. And as the Ksava Kabbalah pointed out yesterday, the word yihyeh is used in the first phrase, asher yihyeh bo mum, and yihyeh a couple of times in the Torah reflect permanence, reflect nitzchius. And that's how you know, that's a chazal know. He suggests that the first phrase is talking about a balmum kavua, and the second phrase is about a balmum over. So even a temporary mum is a kohen with a temporary mum is not allowed to do the avoda. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Shelo yavod kohen balmum over. Shine emar, kol ish asher bo mum mizera aaron a kohen lo yigash. Any man that has a mum from the aaron a kohen lo yigash, kol ribuyehu. Kol is including. Umar bafilu mum over. Even a mum over is included. And no, we didn't mention it yesterday, but a czar, if a czar does the avoda, if he's a baal mum, he doesn't get two averis. He's just a czar. It's only a kohen, a mi b'nei Aaron, who has a baal mum. A czar is different mufka, that's a different isser. He's mufka from this one, and he has a separate isser, misa b'nei shemayim, to do the avoda. Ki b'tchilo yazra amum kavua, because the Torah first talks about mum kavua, v'hayisi savur, and I might have thought, shu mutter lavo b'mum over, shu kal mimenu, that one could have done the avoda with just a temporary mum, because after all, it's not permanent. It's not really me. It's just a surface mum. Leficha chizr gamala over. That's why it warns us even about a mum over. Vehu agera v'hayalefes, other types of scabs that develop that are mumin on a temporary basis, but still they are usser, a kohen that doesn't do the avoda with a bal mum over. Okay, let's go back to yesterday's mitzvah, which is also about today's mitzvah, some of the issues that we didn't get to finish discussing. The Chinuch mentioned that there are three categories of mumin. If you look back in the mitzvah Reish Ayin Hei, Midinia mitzvah, Mashamu Zecharnu Lavracha, the Gemara in Becharas Daf Em Gimel says, Shloshe mini mumin hein. There are three types of mumin, and this is from the Rambam, in Uchaz B'as Mikdash, Perek Vav. Yesh mumin sheposlan hakoin milavod. Some mumin are total mumin. They pasul the kohen from doing the avoda. V'imhein bibahema poslan osam milikarev. And the same parallel mumin, which we'll have later on in this parsha, about an animal. You're not allowed to bring that animal as a karbon. V'yesh mumin achirim. So some are both parallel, both in people and in animals. V'yesh mumin achirim sheposlan adam bilvad milavod v'lo bahabema milakarev. And there are other mumin that are pasul for people, but for animals, they don't pasul. V'yesh mumin she'ein poslan lo adam v'lo behema, ela mishum maris ha'ayin. And there are those that are only usur mishum maris ha'ayin, and not because of any inherent problem in the person or in the animal. That level, if a kohen does the avoda with one of those mumin, that doesn't pasul the avoda. Doesn't pasul the avoda if it's just mishum maris ha'ayin. V'chol kohen she'yesh po echa b'shoshim minim halal mumin elu ein oved. All three cannot do the avoda lechachila if it's a serious mum that applies to both animals and people. If it's another category only applies to people and not to animals. And if it's mishum maris ayin, all of those are included in the iser. But the psul avoda, the chil avoda, does not apply to category three. And now he goes through some examples of these mumin. Uma, skip a paragraph. Uma shemanu chachamim shemumim sheposlam bein ba'adam ubehema im chamishim. Category 1 has 50 mumin. Category 1. And he says, in the continuation, milvachi ish mumin miyuchad bebehema vein chafkimo, an animal himself, that doesn't apply to people, only has 23, and people have separate ones, 90. So there are 90 altogether, 140, that apply to people. And then he goes through a number of mumin, which we are going to talk about a number of them. If you go in the next paragraph, when he starts talking about all the 90 mumin, how many of them are in the head, how many of them in the fingers, how many of them in the nose, and then he talks about there are four mumin that are statuses, really, more than a deformity. V'odar ba mumin gedolim yuchadim ba'adam ve'edam b'galui. There are four mumin that are not revealed. V'eloein cheresh, a deaf mute. a deaf mute, you look at them, and they don't look any different. Yet, we say that is a mum. A cheresh kohen, who does the avoda, is violating this iser. The Minchas Chinuch and Os Ches talks about what type of cheresh are we talking about. Sometimes cheresh means shomea ve'eno medaber, but he assumes this one is eino shomea ve'eno medaber. He does not hear and he does not speak. He's a deaf mute. There's a discussion in the Noda Yehuda and later poskim whether this would apply to a cheresh bizman hazeh. Because bizman ha-gemara, there was no way to communicate with charashim, and therefore they would treat it like a shota. But what happens in a more modern society where we have ways of communicating with a deaf mute? And we can know that they have a certain level of da'as. So maybe all the halachas of cheresh shouldn't apply. That's an interesting discussion that starts with the Noda Yehuda in Eben Ezer, I think, and continues to the later poskim. But either way, a real cheresh, let's say, assuming that it reflects a lack of da'as, is mum shote, somebody who's not mentally stable, nechbe v'afilu liyamim, somebody who has seizures, umisha ruach ra mevasaso, and there's somebody who has a smell, an odor from him, afilu bitim yiduim, all of those are mumin that come up, and that would possibly the avoda. There is a mum that he doesn't mention, but Feirish, he says there are mums of the hand, but this is an interesting one. We'll talk about two of them. We'll do the shorter one first. First of all, in the ear. What about a pierced ear? Is a hole in the ear, is that a mum for a kohen? So that's a mefurish gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, where the gemara says that a kohen cannot be an Evan Nirtza because of this reason. Kiddushin chafala from a base. The Torah, the gemara tells us, ha'ein Evan ivri kohen nirtza, mepreshin nasa balmum. And the gemara even uses that to prove where the ritzia takes place. It can't take place in the lobe, the earlobe, because that's an extra piece of skin, and that wouldn't make the kohen a balmum. So it must be somewhere in the center part of the ear on the cartilage where it would make him a mum, and that's what the gemara says, you're not allowed to do it to a kohen because it will make him a mum. So haraya, a pierced ear, not maybe in the lobe, but in the other parts of the ear, that would create balmum for a kohen. The other more common and a longer discussion that we can have is, what about a lefty? What about a lefty? This is a much discussed shita in the world of Mumin. The Mishnah says in Bechoros on Daf Memhei, says a Befeirish. The Mishnah says on Memhei and Aleph, Hasholeit b'shte yadav. What if somebody's ambidextrous? Rebbe posel v'chachom machshirin. Rebbe says posel v'chachom machshirin. That's by ambidextrous. But why would the chachom be machshir by ambidextrous? Because Mar Savar Bir Yusa Aschala Bismol Umar Savar Kichishusa Aschala Biyamin. Does the fact that you have strength in your left hand, does that reflect that the right hand is weaker? Or no, you're strong in both hands. That's the machlokas, but in Kuli Alma you have to do the avodah with your right hand. With your left hand, though, it would be a problem. That's Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says that a lefty Kohen cannot do the avodah. That is the halacha. So once, this story that was that I saw quoted, that somebody once came to the Stipler, and they were Cohen, and he had a little boy, a little son, 1 year old, 2 year old, and he goes to the Stipler and says, should I force him to try to write with his right hand and do things with his right hand? So if his bond behavior, yibana beis hamikdash, he'll be able to do the avodah, and he won't be a balmum. So first of all, there's a shiloh whether that would be called a righty anyway. If he's naturally better at his left hand, you try to train him, but it could be that he'll always be better with his left hand. So does it work? But the Stipler answered, you don't have to force him. Why? Because La'asa Lavo, I don't know what the source for this is, but La'asa Lavo, there is a chazal about this. Let me take that back. La'asa Lavo, just like at Har Sinai, all mumim were healed, so too, B'yamos HaMashiach, all mumim would be healed. So meaning, everybody's going to turn into righties. All Kohanim, at least, are going to turn into righties, B'zman Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, no problem, you don't have to force your son to try to be a righty. The Chavetz Chaim in the Hagdama to Shmiras Haloshen, he quotes this Chazal, with an exception to the rule. We know Sefer Chavetz Chaim is the Sefer of Halachas of Lashon Hara. Shmiras Haloshen is all the Hashkafa and Musa related to Lashon Hara. So there the Chavetz Chaim says, Biadua, the first part of this Chavetz Chaim, he quotes this in many places. He writes this in his Hagdama to the Mishnah Berurah Chel Gimel. He writes this here, writes this elsewhere, and that is, every Avera or Mitzvah that we do is parallel to another part of our body. The 248 and 365 are parallel to different sinews and limbs. And that's why Hashem gave us 613, because every limb of our body gets energized and gets its life from the mitzvah. And la'asilavo, every mitzvah that we do in this world, and every aveira that we prevent ourselves from doing, will give chias. Rachmanu litzlan, if there's a certain mitzvah or aveira that we violate, that we don't fulfill, so that limb, la'asilavo, will be deficient. And it will be deficient eternally. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to be careful about every mitzvah. But surely the mitzvahs that are parallel to the organs of our body that we need to live. That's what he talks about in the Mishnah Berurah, Nakdamat the Chelek Gimel. Shabbos is parallel, obviously, to the heart, to the brain, or to some davar shaneshama tluyabo. So he says, after he discusses that as well here in the Akdama to Shmir Salashit, he says, Vizei Yadua. If somebody accustoms himself to violating and talking lashon hara, chas v'shalom kasha lahamsi lo shum trufa. It's hard to find him any trufa, any cure. Kamo shamru chazal, like chazal say. Here's the line that the disciple was talking about. Shala asin lavo hakol misrapin. Chutz mibali lashon hara. La asin lavo, everyone will get a refua. It's not exactly bali mumin. It could be people who are sick. The Stipler, if he's talking about this Chazal, he's going one step further, that he's saying not only sick, but even Bali Mumin, who a lefty is a mum, we don't think of it as a mum, they function, but this is the Chazal, Chusmi Bali Lashon Hara, Im Kein, Yagiyu Lo, Lenachshu Bo Shizgadu, Lenetzach Alzeh, because he talks about Lashon Hara is parallel to one of the major limbs, and therefore, one has to be very careful regarding this Isser. Again, if there's time at the end of the mitzvah, we'll get back to more of the Shvias HaLashon, but now let us continue. So this is a lefty lagabe avodah. This gives us a chance we could talk about two or three other halachas where it matters that you're a lefty, if you're a lefty. The most famous one is probably tefillin. Hilchas tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas tefillin that, based on the Gemara, says that one has to put their tefillin on their weaker hand. Because it says yadacha with a hey, Lashon Hafet in the Keva, and therefore you have to put your weak hand. A righty puts it on their left hand, a lefty puts it on their right hand. The Ito Yad Yamino, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Chav Zayin, Im Ose Kol Malachto Bismolo, Meniach Bismolo, Shu Yamin Shal Kol Adam. If you do everything with your left hand, then there's no shiloh. You put your tefillin on your right arm. V'im sholeit b'shtei yadav, what if you're ambidextrous? You can use really both hands equally. Meniach Bismolo Kol Adam, then you go by the rove. Go by the rove, you put it on the left, your left arm. V'im. Here's the controversy. One of my kids has this. That's his bar mitzvah speech, Bez Hashem, in a couple of years. V'im kosev b'yamino v'shakol ma'isav osa b'smolo. What if somebody writes with that one hand and does everything else with their left hand? My son writes with his left hand and does basically everything else with his right hand. He throws righty, he bats righty. Postcom don't talk about batting. But he does everything. He eats a cereal with his right hand. Does everything. He just writes with his left hand. So the shaila is, what side do you put tefillin on? Kosei pesmol v'sharkol ma'isav osev yamin. Machlokes. Yesh omrim. The Shulchan Aruch was 2 days. Yesh omrim sheyeniach tefillin biyad shetash kocha. Tibinan yad keya. Some say you go by your weaker hand. Even if that's the hand that you write with, you go by the weaker hand. V'yesh omrim shayat shekosev ba hi chashuva yamin le'inyin zeh omeniach tefillin biyad shekenegda. And some say, no, you go by yad hakosev. Yad hakosev, that's the most chashuv action, and therefore, that's the hand you go by to be considered the stronger hand, and the opposite hand is the one that gets the tefillin. Ramah v'hachi nahum. So the Ramah passes like the second daya. Some are medayik that maybe the Shulchan Aruch also passes like the second daya. That depends on the rules of the Shulchan Aruch whenever he quotes two yesh omrims. But v'hachi nahum, so it seems like the second daya wins out, that you go by yad hakosev. That determines the stronger hand, and the opposite arm gets the tefillin. The problem is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon passes like the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that's the more correct shita, and therefore you have a machlokas here between the Ramah and the Gra. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah knows this is a big problem. So the Bir Halacha comes up with a pshara. The Bir Halacha says, well, if he does anything else besides writing with the writing hand, then everybody would agree that that's your stronger hand. If the only thing you do is to write, then you have this machlokas. But if there's anything else that is done with the writing hand, so then that wins out, and it could even be l'kulei alma. So that's why in most cases, the writing hand, you do other something else with. You eat with, you do something else with, so then that could be enough for this halacha. Again, some poskim, I saw Rav Sternbach, they quote B'Shem Rav Nevenzal, some say in certain Shiri Shalas, you have to put tefillin on both arms. Just to be safe. At the end of davening, just put it on the other arm and say Shema. There are those that that paskin that way. But again, once you ask a shayla, but tefillin obviously is a major area where it makes a difference if you are a lefty. Where else does this come up? Lulav. I have a friend who's a rav in a shul. in the New York area who's a lefty. And every year he says he makes the announcement as he holds his Lulav and Esrog in front of the Kehila. Don't follow what I'm doing. I'm a lefty. Because a lot of times you look like what the rabbis are like, oh, he's supposed to do that. So he has his Lulav in his left hand and his Esrog in his right hand. So that's for us, for righties, they're like, what are you doing? You're backwards. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. It's really a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. That's what the Ramah says. He's an Ashkenazi. Iter no tel lulav b'yamin kol adam. The Esrog b'smol kol adam. The Shulchan Aruch says, tefillin's different. Lulav, you got three mitzvahs, you put that in your right arm. Doesn't matter if you're lefty. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Debasar yamin v'smol da'alma azlinan. V'lo basar yamin v'smol diday. Ramah, v'yesh omrim da'azlinan basar yamin diday. V'yesh lito lulav b'yamin diday, which means his right, left hand. V'esar b'smol diday, v'chein nagu v'chein ikr. Alright, so the Ramah says that you got a lefty takes the lulav in the left hand, the opposite. So again, that's machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah, but that is another halacha. One final one, and then we'll get back to Mumin, and this one is a very fascinating one. Machlokas Rishonim. What if you have a lefty who has to do chalitza? A lefty has to do chalitza, so you usually got to take it, the halacha is you got to take it off the right leg. The yavama, or the chalutza, a potential chalutza, has to take the shoe off of the right leg of her chalutz and spit towards it on the floor, on the ground, and do the whole process. What if somebody's a lefty? What if the man is a lefty? So what do you do there? So all different shittos in the Rishonim, because the Gemara seems to have some type of exclusion. So do you do it on the right leg anyway, and it works? Do you do it on the left leg with the left? Do you put the left shoe on the right foot? All these different shittos. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Kuf Samach Tes, Hilchas Chalitza. Os, Sif Chav Hei, Iter Baraglo. Yesh Omrim Shecholetz B'shtehem. B'midol Shal Yamin B'yamin, B'midol Shal Smol B'smol. Some say, do both. We're not sure what to do, so do the right, take off the right sandal from the right foot, and the left sandal from the left foot. V'yesh and others, I think this is a Ramban, Mishin is Tapik Lomar She'in Lo Takana. Some say she's stuck forever. Because the halacha is, you got to do the right, it says, V'choltana alomi al raglo, and that's a that means you mean. So some Rishonim say, there's nothing to do. Tragic case, she's stuck. The Ramah says, V'nagu Gusfar HaRishona. Minog is like the Svar Rishona. We do on both, but that's another case where lefties, it might make a difference. But either way, the lefty is an issue when it comes to Avoda, for sure, and any lefty who's a Kohen out there, don't worry about it. I'm sure, you know, we'll be able to figure something out, be Mos HaMashiach, whether there's going to be Nisrapeh, you know, you'll at least be able to check the wood for worms, you'll be able to eat the karbanis. There's a lot for a Baal Mum Kohen to do anyway. You remember, most of us in the world don't even get to do that. Don't even get to go into the base of Mikdash. Okay, here we go. V'noheges is continuing the chinuch. V'noheges b'zman habayis b'kohanim. The mitzvah obviously applies. I'm sorry, that's yesterday's. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, where we're up to. Kinyin shekosavnu b'mitzvah kodem eslah. The shorash of this mitzvah is similar to what we discussed yesterday. The same idea that there has to be a certain elegance, a certain inspiration for the avoda in the Mikdash, and therefore one is not allowed to be a Baal Mum and doing the Avoda. I mentioned that a Zar doing the Avoda is not going to violate this, because that's an Isser of Zaris, not an Isser of Baal Mum. There is a very important Minchas Chinuch that we've mentioned in the past, but it's in yesterday's mitzvah in Os Hay. What if a Chalal Baal Mum does the Avoda? A Chalal Baal Mum. So the Minchas Chinuch says, even though a Chalal usually has the status regarding all other areas of Halacha of a Yisrael, he gets the third Aliyah, right, and he's considered a Yisrael, but since if he did the Avoda B'di'eved, it would be Kshera, the Avoda would be Kshera, it must be he's considered at least a little bit of a Kohen, Lagabi Avoda, and therefore the Menachas Chinuch assumes he would violate this Isser of Baal Mum. That's what he says in Osei. V'hinei apte nechshav zar u'bevadei chayim misa b'dei shamayim u'malkos, even though he's considered a zar, Lagabi, he's going to be chayim misa, mikamakam avadaso Kshera, but the Avoda is kosher, imkein. He's also going to get malchus for balmum. That's a big chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that he says a chalal balmum who does the avoda is going to get malchus for this iser. Okay, good. That was all about lefties and all about chalal. There's a big discussion. We're not going to do it because in Os Yedbeis, we've discussed it before about Arel. Is an Arel Kohen considered a Yisrael? There's a separate Isser of Arel. Is that a Zar? Does he turn into a Yizar? Does he turn into a Baal Mum? So he discusses the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which has come up in the past, what the definition of an RL is. Does an RL mean physically a kohen who does not have a bris milah, like what Rashi says all over Shas, or what Rabbeinu Tam says? If he can't get a bris milah because his brothers died, said it's not his fault, he's not called an RL. So therefore, an RL is only somebody who specifically does not get a milah when he can. Maybe he's scared or any other reason. So he discusses that in Os Yud Beis. But let's continue our mitzvah today. Midini HaMitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah is that in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a separate Beis Din set up to check Kohanim for Mumin. Before you did the Avodah, you know, you go for a checkup? Go for a checkup to make sure that you don't have any Mumin that would passel you. Mum Kavua, Mum Over. Right, so that's what they used to have set up. Shechem nukavu mum over posel avoda v'loka koin avol over b'mezid. If you violate a b'mezid, so then you get an issa daraisa. And this is what's he quotes the last mishnah in Maseches Midos. I'll read it to you from Maseches Midos, but the Chinuch basically quotes the whole thing. The last mishnah says that in the Sanhedrin there was a group of rabbanan lishkas agazis sham hayis Sanhedrin gadol sheyisrael yoshevitz v'danet sekuna the Sanhedrin agadol. The 71 greatest rabbis used to, every kohen used to come in front of them. The kohen shenimsa bo psul, lovei shchorim umisatif shchorim v'yotzei v'holichlo. He was very sad. He wore black and he couldn't do the avodah. It's very sad. V'shalonim sabo psul, lovei shlevanim, misatif levanim, nichnasu mishavei shemecha v'kohanim. He goes to join the avodah people of kohanim. The yantif hayu osim. They made a yantif. Shalonim sabo psul bizarro shalaron hakohen. That these children of Aaron HaKohen are perfect. V'kach ha'yomrin. This is what they used to say at the party. Baruch ha'makom baruchu shalonim sapsul bazar shal Aaron. Blessed is Hashem. Ubaruchu shebachar baron uvanav la'amud l'sharis l'vnei Hashem. V'beis kach ha'kodashim. Special bracha, they said. Not with Shem and Malchus, but a special bracha. They said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for letting me serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Chinuch quotes right here in the Mishnah in Midos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Finishing up the mitzvah. This mitzvah applies bizman mikdash avar va'avad b'mum over b'mezaloke. Somebody violates and does the avoda with a temporary mum, he gets malchus. And v'haramban, he points out the Ramban only counts this as one big mitzvah. Yesterday's mitzvah and today's mitzvah is only one mitzvah according to the Ramban. The Ramban argues on the Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzlosa say ayin aleph. The Ramban says the Isser is for a Baal Mum to do the Avoda. It doesn't matter if it's Kavua or Over. It's one mitzvah. The Rambam, though, counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Rabban Zachon al-Bracha lo yimna zeh alav shal Mum Over l'la b'fnei atzmo because of the Bechlal lav the Mum Kavua hu. But the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs as the Chinuch follows him. The Leif Sameach, one of the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, notes that the Rambam counts it as two different mitzvahs because it's two different psukim. Two different psukim, mean two different mitzvahs. The Ramban has a couple of questions on the Rambam, but the defense is that all of the questions that he asks are from the same pasuk. One pasuk, you count one mitzvah. Different pasukim, you count two mitzvahs, and that's why the Rambam can count it as separate mitzvahs. Okay, this takes us through the two mitzvahs related to Baali Mum doing the Avoda. The next mitzvah is one more connected one, and that is a Baal Mum walking into the Heichal. That itself, maybe we'll get to talk about the Kedusha of the different areas of the Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll get into all the Tamei Halachas. Okay, we'll stop here.